I was in the opera house or the concert hall to see Leonard Bernstein conduct 3 times. Once at the Metropolitan Opera at the company's Centennial Gala in 1983. Bernstein opened the evening portion after a long and glorious afternoon, conducting the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra in Beethoven's Leonore Overture No. 3. There was an expensive, trendy audience, 3,500 people, and me hugging the rails in my only sport jacket and some dusty chinos. How I got there is another story. I make the point of a somewhat jaded audience because the ovation when Bernstein was first sighted entering the orchestra pit was loud and long. He stood on the podium to acknowledge the applause, standing in a powerful spotlight, and then turned to deliver his own magic to Beethoven and to us. Here's what I want you to understand, what it was to be in the same hall with an astonishing musical personality, the kind of charisma you got or you ain't, that rides the floor of a theater to the highest wall in the back. Bernstein had that. Look at film of Bernstein conducting, especially when he was young. He was born to attract attention. Coupled with extraordinary musicianship, it's clear why he was the musical personality second only to Elvis. I want you to feel the electricity in the air. I want you to feel the buzz. Perfectly good word, buzz. I want you to feel the butterflies in the tummy, the anticipation, the quickened heartbeat, the short breaths, waiting for such an artist to appear. That night at the Met 35 years ago, there were people who paid $2,500 for a seat. You'd think they'd seen and heard everyone and even had dinner with a few of these sacred monsters. Maybe so, but as the glittering chandeliers at the Met rose into the gold ceiling, breaths were held, rustling stopped, the house was silent, and the applause erupted with the first view of a silver-haired Bernstein. At the downbeat, the first chord told the entire story of Leonora rescuing her husband from prison. The chord wasn't loud. Loud is easy. The chord was important and heart-wrenching. The overture, often played before the last scene of Beethoven's only opera, salutes the title character's courage and promises rapture to come. The audience gave Leonard Bernstein and the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra a lot of rapture that happy night. We held our breath, we felt the buzz. Bernstein and Beethoven played into our hearts. At the end, there was the silence few artists can affect, then the ovation. Leonard Bernstein shook hands with members of the orchestra, bowed, and walked off. To hear other Bernstein minutes or to learn more, go to wosu.org/Bernstein.